BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today's program is coming as yet another warning. A warning primarily to parents and grandparents regarding another attack upon children today on a so-called game that's been available through an app that young people are getting involved with. I'm speaking of what's called this suicide challenge called Momo. Now, many of you listening right now will have no clue as to what I'm talking about. I mean, frankly, I didn't know what this was about much either until I had a communication to me this morning saying, are you aware of this? But I suggest as your children come home from school today, or as you as a family have your meal together this evening, that you ask, have you heard of Momo? This past summer, this seemed to spring up in places actually all around the world. It was thought to have lived its life, of its own and kind of vanish away. But from media reports, there is a resurgence that is taking place. And in many school districts across this nation have been issuing warnings regarding this Momo suicide game. Now, we've issued warnings from time to time before about issues that come up, sometimes a fad, sometimes, sadly, here to stay. We've done programs on Pokemon and Harry Potter, Blue Whale, another suicide challenge, Charlie, which introduced children to the occult, and even the extremely violent video game Fortnite. Why do these issues keep coming up? The Bible tells us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I'm so glad that the passage doesn't end there, because it says, Jesus said that I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, from John chapter 10. But it's another warning, as it says in 1 Peter 5:8, to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see, Satan is the father of lies. He's the master of deception, and whatever he can do to get your children, he will. Some will say, it's just a game, just a myth. And that's exactly what the master deceiver wants you to believe. You may agree, you may disagree with me, that's your prerogative, but you're gambling with the very souls of your own children, and that's why I'm here today with a warning about Momo, M-O-M-O. And this is something that has been reaching newspapers across this nation and around the world as this issue has been dealt with. And just to go back, this past summer is when a number of stories were surfacing on this issue of this so-called suicide challenge. And this came from FoxNews.com. A sick suicide game dubbed Momo has been spreading on WhatsApp, prompting police to issue warnings about the shocking challenge. Momo is a viral challenge that asks people to add a contact via WhatsApp. They are then urged to commit self-harm or suicide. The game has fueled comparisons to the sinister Blue Whale challenge that led to reports of suicides in Russia and the U.S., as well as the online fictional character of Slender Man. In 2014, two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin attempted to kill a classmate in an attempt to please the horror character. And folks, there's hardly much time that goes by here in the state of Wisconsin, which the news is not coming back up against the surrounding this story of gals who tried to please the fictional character Slender Man, to please him, so in essence to go live with him, or suffer harm, and to please Slender Man had to go stab another person. It was certainly, an attempt to kill a classmate, attempt to please this fictional horror character, Slender Man. But getting back here to Momo, the Buenos Aires Times, reports that police in Argentina are investigating whether Momo is linked to the suicide of a 12-year-old girl in the district of Escobar. The girl filmed her activities prior to hanging herself from a tree in her family's backyard, according to the Buenos Aires Times. Authorities suspect that someone encouraged her to commit suicide, the report says. Momo is described as similar to the Sinister Blue Whale Challenge, believed to be a social media group that encourages people to kill themselves, according to The Sun. Momo uses a creepy cropped image of a sculpture depicting a young woman with bulging eyes and black hair. Don't add Momo, warned Spain's Guardian Civil in a recent tweet, noting that the game had gone viral on WhatsApp, targeting teenagers. Police in Mexico say Momo started a Facebook group where people are encouraged to communicate with an unknown telephone number. Computer crime investigators from the Mexican state of Tabasco warned that the game is a new challenge aimed at children and young people. Avoid talking with strangers, it tweeted recently. In social networks, the idea of a terrifying woman is circulating. They call her Momo, and she invites those who see her to write to her through WhatsApp. Momo threatens to appear in the night or to lay a curse on the users if they do not respond, according to Mexican police. Criminals can use the game to steal personal information or even incite users to commit suicide or violence. The creepy Momo image was taken from an Instagram account and then circulated on WhatsApp, according to police. Also from Heavy.com, users who interact with the Momo profile are sent disturbing and graphic photos. The game sets objectives for the users similar to the Blue Whale Challenge and may coerce them into following the objectives after gaining access to personal information. Some reports indicate that the series of photos or challenges that Momo sends may actually be steps toward committing suicide, such as sending a photo of someone tying a sheet around their neck. Several phone numbers have been associated with Momo on WhatsApp. These include a Japanese phone number that starts with an 813, a number from Colombia with a 52, a number from Mexico that starts with 57. Sometimes users are doxxed, convinced to harm themselves, or else their private information will be shared publicly, according to 9 News. Other times the app may threaten to hurt people they love in order to coerce them into doing what the app says. One father claims the game threatened his 15-year-old with death. A Momo-connected profile sent the girl a picture of a dead person and threatened her home, family, and friends if she didn't respond. Messages can be so frightening that young teens who don't know better may feel like they have to respond. Officials said that children and adolescents need to be told not to engage in conversation with any unknown numbers. The article goes on to indicate that the app has been especially popular in Spanish-speaking countries, and copycat accounts, and this is the broader picture here, copycat accounts have also been made. The game has been reported in Mexico, Argentina, the United States, France, and Germany, the BBC reported. Momo apparently sent several images of mutilated kids. Apparently, because all images are blurred, so you can't tell if they are real or not. The 12-year-old girl committed suicide by hanging herself from a tree in the family's backyard. She filmed her activities on her phone just before committing suicide. A police statement that reads, quote, her phone had been hacked to find footage and WhatsApp chats, and now the alleged adolescent with whom she exchanged these messages is being sought. Police said that they believe that the teen intended to upload the video of her suicide to social media as part of a challenge crediting the Momo game. We're going to go to the Daily Mail as well out of the UK. The game involves adding a phone number said to belong to Momo, a terrifying avatar of a bird-like woman with bulging eyes who then sends a series of challenges and threats, ending with a demand that the player commit suicide. If the players do not complete the challenges, they are reportedly threatened with being cursed with an evil spell. The two youngsters who died had their phones seized by police who say they found messages linked with the game. The game has had different challenges and suicide is at the end. The College Times reports that the boy's body found hanging in a shed near his home with the words Illuminati, Hanged Man, and Devil's One Eye written on one wall. The graffiti has raised suspicion that the boy had played the game. I had seen Hanged Man, the drawing, managed painted in the Momo app. The game is responsible for his suicide, his cousin said. CBN News technology expert Caleb Kinchlow advises parents to use the challenge as a conversation starter to warn their children about the dangers of social media. And friends, really, that's the bigger picture in all of this, is the dangers of social media, the things that are lurking out there. And we've seen them come through on so many different fronts, as we've spoken about previous here on Crosstalk, whether it be that of Pokemon or Harry Potter, the Blue Whale Challenge, the Charlie, or the violent video game Fortnite. The thief cometh for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. As we go also to CBN News, as they talk about the Momo Challenge, it starts leaving these crazy messages, violent images. They say it knows secret things about you, personal things about you, and it tells you that in order for it to not share the information, you need to basically commit self-harm. Caleb Kinchlow, the technology expert, explained. We also have from the DenverChannel.com, the tasks start off small and then escalate quickly to violent acts with photos for proof. From WKBW.com, they talk about it being a game where people voluntarily text a number associated with the character Momo on WhatsApp. Momo will then respond claiming it knows your secrets and will release them along with pictures of you unless you perform certain tasks. Children and teens are the primary players of the game. PSAFE, an online privacy and security company, worked on identifying who the actual people were behind the numbers. It did not discover their identity, but it did recognize that copycat profiles were created. Since then, copycat profiles with Momo images have been created and spread by malicious actors issuing ransomware demands alleging to possess compromising images from Facebook users. All of them were schemes. None of them had actual compromising images, but the attacks were real and created a lot of stress. Young people also feel peer pressure to play the Momo suicide game and follow their friends. We recommend parents monitor their children's phone activity and maintain open, honest dialogue so kids feel safe to say no to peer pressure and participate in the more innocuous online activities, CEO Marco Nemello had said. We find also out of New Jersey, the Asbury Park Press. New Jersey, this is now December 2018. The so-called Momo Challenge, a dark online game blamed for inspiring panic and suicides elsewhere, has wormed its way into the imaginations of first graders at Warren H. Wolf Elementary School, causing a host of problems for the young students from sleepless nights to threatened violence and bullying. Concerned parents who spoke with the Asbury Park Press are demanding immediate action from school officials, who responded by sending parents an alert that there was no threat. A school official said the district plans on boosting parental training on how to monitor social media usage by children. It appears the Momo Challenge has made the leap from internet and social media apps and entered the fertile imagination of the BRIC students, though it's unclear how many people have been affected. One parent said, "My son was told by another student that if he did not commit suicide, Momo would come to his house at 3 a.m. and stab him in the face. He said, my son refuses to sleep alone in his room because he is so traumatized by this. He is 6 years old." The deadly game has been made its way to the U.S. in places like the Roseford schools in Ohio, according to ABC 13 in Toledo. A school in Corpus Christi, Texas, also issued an alert about the game this past November. We'll be back with more on this issue after the break. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, fossils are found in some pretty strange places sometimes, aren't they?
Yes, indeed they are, Chris. Usually they're found entombed in sedimentary rock, which originally was sediments that were laid down by moving water, but since then has hardened into stone, allowing the dead things to harden into fossils. But sometimes the fossils are found in truly weird areas. In a place in Britain, mud continually bubbles up out of an underground spring. It's not just water, it's mud. But with the mud often pops up a fossil. It might be a clam or a brachiopod, but it's in a pristine state of preservation. This is weird, but one thing I know is that it fits nicely within the general picture of the Great Flood of Noah's day, the one that's mentioned back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. It's a warning today. Are you familiar with what your children are accessing in social media and through apps on their phones and iPads? And does a elementary child need a smartphone? Does a junior high student need a smartphone? The Momo Suicide Challenge has been something, and there are some who are saying, no, this is just mythical. But for young people that are involved, it is reality. And we're seeing such that, if indeed a myth, we have school districts that are putting out letters pertaining to this. I have before me a letter that went out December 11th, 2018, from the Brick Township Board of Education, the Office of the Superintendent of Schools in Brick, New Jersey, to parents and guardians, saying a recent social media challenge directed at children and young adults called the Momo Challenge is creating concern throughout the country. And they're urging parents to become aware of this challenge and monitor their children's use of social media and the Internet. The Momo Challenge can be found on Facebook and or through the WhatsApp and is disturbing in nature, they write. The communications through the Momo Challenge begin with a chat that asks the receiver to perform small tasks and then escalates to more serious violent acts and requests photographs for proof. The Momo Challenge is just one example of dangerous schemes through social media and has a negative impact on students and their social interactions. Here in the schools and for you at home, it continues to be challenging to monitor and address the ever-developing and changing topics related to social media. We must consider common sense guidelines, age appropriateness, and exposure from older siblings or neighbors. The Brick Township Public Schools counselors and administrative teams will continue to provide students and parents with information to address the most recent social media and internet concern. Please contact the counselors or administrative team of your student's school or go to the wetip.com or the district website with any concerns regarding this topic or any other social media internet concerns. You can learn more about the Momo Challenge by visiting some of the links below. Please be warned that some of the images and stories may be disturbing. They go on to write in the one further sentence here, we ask that you consider age appropriateness for children's use of technology time spent on social media and overall reminders of family expectations for making good choices using their conscience. So that, again, came out from the Brick Township Board of Education, the Office of Superintendent of Schools, Brick, New Jersey, December 11, 2018. A couple days later, in the Barnegat Township School District in New Jersey, a letter went out December 13th, a letter to parents with concern and warning. Also, the challenges have prompted international warnings from policing departments in India, Mexico, Spain, and the U.S. officials in Florida have posted warnings about the game. It's been banned in Pakistan. A Denver channel published a report on this as well. Then let's go to the state of West Virginia. Article posted on January 18th. And again, police warn parents about Momo Challenge. Deputies say a dangerous trend has come out of nowhere with possibly deadly results. It's called the Momo Challenge. Investigators in Mingo County say they've gotten a handful of calls already, including from some alert parents. Investigators want to stop the cyberbullying before it can even start. Rhonda Fry, a mother of two kids, including an 11-year-old, said it's really scary. It's not easy to keep tabs on her daughters online. No, it's not because you can't stand over their shoulder because you have other things to care for, Fry said. High school freshman Gracie Runyon saw the warning from the sheriff's office. She said it scared the life out of me. Although she attends school nearby in Marion County, Kentucky, a friend told her cousin had briefly taken part last week, not knowing the danger, but stopped. Deputies said complaints have come in from middle school age boys and girls. You're changing, so you really don't know how to think, Runyon said. Investigators tell us the calls have come in from all over the country. Runyon got the first call 4 years ago when she was a fifth grader. Because it was cool, I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be like everybody else and be cool. While some have said it's an internet hoax, several new reports from around the globe have linked a handful of young suicides to the Momo Challenge. December 19th, here's the headline, coming from Inside Edition. School officials warn parents as dangerous Momo challenges resurfaces. Mentions even a school in Corpus Christi, Texas, asking parents to monitor their children online. Shane Andrews, a blogger from Georgia, previously told InsideEdition.com he had played the game, saying, "I was met with some very violent images and text messages that I cannot show. The messages were scary. They said they knew personal things about me, which they couldn't possibly know." And then, just last week, the headline coming from WTMJ Television in Milwaukee, Racine school officials warn parents about Momo Challenge. Racine Unified officials are warning parents about the dangers of the Momo Challenge. Folks, this is cropping up all over the country. On Thursday night, the school district sent a phone message warning parents about the so-called challenge. "We just want parents to be aware of if they hear the Momo Challenge come up or hear about it or see their kids texting to know what is something serious." Stacy Tapp of the Racine Unified School District said Friday, "School officials say to their knowledge, no students have participated in the challenge, but they've heard chatter about it. Now the district is informing parents to be aware of the dangerous game and talk to their children. Parents should also be aware of warning signs such as changes in behavior, social withdrawal, sleeping or eating changes, negative self-talk as well," said Holtz. And also from the Washington Post, the Momo Challenge, that's the headline in the September article, "A Sinister Threat to Young People or an Urban Myth," saying that the game, which many are calling the Momo Challenge, requires players to compete to complete escalating tasks that are usually dangerous and involve self-harm, but given the challenge's mysterious origins and the unreliability of news report linking it to actual harm, some question whether it's simply another one of the many hoaxes that breed on the Internet. Is it myth? Is it concern? We find that young people are being impacted by this, whether it be that of an Internet rumor, a hoax. Certainly the reports that have come from international media as the cause for suicide to take place. But it is another one of these entities, friends, that is there to capture the hearts and minds of young people, to turn them away from God, focusing on fear and death. Remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And these things coming up through social media, whether it be Facebook or the WhatsApp or any other number of occasions, are capturing the hearts and minds of young people today. And we need to know about that as parents and grandparents, as a society today. As we indicated, the Bible indicates that the evil one, the devil, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Focusing on gore, focusing on death. And friends, that's part of what our culture is today. Focusing in on those things. My, we just did a program the other day. Is it any wonder when we have 61 million babies that we have slain in this nation by means of abortion? And then we wonder why we have such a lack of appreciation for life and how life is so cheap today? I'd like to hear your reaction to the issue. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Am I just kind of washed up on this issue? Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. What's your thought on the issue today? Our number is 800-733-9829. But I'd be interested to have you ask your children as they come home this evening. Elementary, middle school, high school, have you heard of Momo? Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. And, folks, it really goes to the broader image as well as to the time that is spent in social media. Sometimes you have rooms that are filled with people with one not even talking to one another. Everybody tied up with their social media device to capture and to communicate. They have got friends all over the world, but none right there in that own room. Your thoughts on the issue today are number 800-733-9829. To Crosstalk, we have some open lines, and hear your thoughts on the issue, 800-733-9829. Again, on the broader picture, do elementary school students, should they have a smartphone? Is that a wise thing? When we look at all that's available for access, we recently had stories on young people, elementary age, getting their first smartphone for Christmas, only to find them getting engaged virtually immediately in pornography. Your thoughts on the issue today? Let's go to Lisa calling from Alabama. Hi, Lisa, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. had never heard of Momo, and I have a little 2.5-year-old grandson, and quite honestly, it's frightening to know that that type of horror is out there. And I just hope that parents really think long and hard before they allow these precious children to have these devices and not monitor them.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say, and God bless you, and thank you for airing this kind of thing so that we're all aware.
Lisa, thank you so much for your comments here today, and indeed, whether it be a hoax or not, as it relates to the Momo suicide challenge, young people's minds and hearts are in this, some young people living by fear. But keep in mind, even the fictional character Slender Man that we saw take place, where we have two young girls and repeatedly stab one of their friends in an effort to please Slender Man. So whether it's a hoax or that, it is reality in the hearts and minds of young people who are being caught in by this. Your response, folks, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Ron in Coshocton, Ohio. You're on the air, Ron.
Yes, Jim. I haven't called for a while, but I listen to Crosstalk as often as I can, and I say to myself, I hope things are getting better. But they're not, you know. I mean, there's always something new, always something, a practice that comes up. It's ungodly and scary and harmful. And all I got to do is, you know, I pray for the mothers of their children who have to grow up in this environment. And I hope it's something, it improves, Jim.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's scary, James.
Well, it is very troubling here, Ron, and how important it is for us to be on guard. The scripture says to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If we are feeding a trash into our minds, how can it not but help come forth out of our lives?
Absolutely, absolutely. Jim, I just wanted to, you know, bless you and your program. You've helped me a lot, as much as, you know, as you have others, and we definitely appreciate your program.
Thank you, Ron, for your listening and calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Sure.
Maria is calling from Pennsylvania. Maria, you're on the air.
Yes, I am a grandma also, and I am extremely concerned because I can see the disconnection between the family members, and this is really taking over. But I just got a hold of the book by Thomas Kersting. The title is Disconnected, and it's awesome because it explains everything, what's going on in the brain. The brain actually is being damaged and totally underdeveloped, and just please, parents, grandparents, get a hold of the book because it explained very, very clearly, and you can really help them. And the subtitle is How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids.
Maria.
And the only thing we can do is to pray, pray, pray.
Yeah, pray, and also to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
And absolutely.
Thank you so much for your call. And this is the role we have as parents. That is our responsibility. Not to give our children whatever they want. Not to give them what makes them feel good. No, the Bible says we are to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The training and the instruction that's provided us from God's Word, the Bible, not what's going to make them popular in this world today. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For over 200 years, the American judicial system has upheld a standard so strong that a person's very life can be ended based on this level of confidence. It is a verdict supported by evidence that is beyond a reasonable doubt. Did you know there is evidence demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt that we have a creator? Most are unaware because it has been censored from textbooks. But now, you can have this information at your fingertips. In the beautifully illustrated hardcover book, Have You Considered? Evidence Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, Bruce Malone and Julie Von Vett provide a series of unique devotions presenting evidence for every day of the year that points to the Creator. Evidence from biology, paleontology, botany, anatomy, and other scientific disciplines. Have You Considered? Is available for a donation of $16 or more from VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829.
we mentioned, today's program, a program of warning today as to the content of the matters, the apps, the games, the interactions, Facebook and WhatsApp and on the list goes. And in all aspects, we do have to be vigilant as to what's going on and what's impacting, what influences are out there, and how, as a parent, to instruct and guide my children in these things. And certainly we're seeing the suicide challenge of Momo that has been making its way through the United States. I mean, we have school district after school district issuing warning to parents to be monitoring social media, to make you aware of what's going on. And maybe you're like me, you've never had heard of Momo before, just as many had never heard of the Charlie Challenge. But one time when I had an opportunity to speak to a large group of young people, I asked, how many have heard of Charlie, this game of introducing young people to the occult? And I at least 80%, 90% of young people raised their hands. They all had known about it. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Laura is calling in from Richmond, Kentucky. Laura, thanks for your patience. You're on the air.
Sure. You know, this conversation brings a couple verses to mind. One in particular, you know, being in the world and not of it.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about, you know, not letting your kids at an elementary age have a cell phone. And absolutely, that was on my fourth grade daughter's list, was, mm-hmm. Mom, I want a cell phone for Christmas. And everyone else has one. And,
yeah.
You know, for us, our decision was to not let her be part of the world and have a phone like everybody else. But even with that, she can still get access to her friends because they have phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a danger for her, is just that, you know, we can't monitor it all the time. We choose not to give her the cell phone. But for us, what we've noticed that's been important for her is just teaching her the difference of dark and light, and that, you know, that the, like the verse you mentioned earlier about, you know, the devil comes to steal and kill and destroy.
Yeah.
And then you look at John 10:10, and it says that God has come to give us life and life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And letting them truly understand the difference of that and the consequences of the negative and the social media, but being having those frank conversations with them to let her know, hey, look, this is the reality and these are the consequences.
Yeah.
Even though typically maybe 5 years ago you would think, oh, you wouldn't want to have that conversation with a fourth grader, now you kind of have to.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because some of the stories that we ran across, young people as young as 6 years old have been caught up in this, and living in fright, just sheer fright. So we know it's having an impact, and it's the matter of a cell phone and child, you know, that parents, you'll have to make that decision for yourself. My question is, does a child in elementary school need a smartphone, you know, where they have access to everything else? And thank you, Laura, for your response here today.
Yes, absolutely.
Bye-bye now. Betty is calling from Bellevue, Ohio. Hi, Betty, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate taking my word today to listen to me. I was raised up different in a home when I was grew up and stuff, you know. And right now I've got 19 grandchildren. I've got 28 great-grandchildren. So anyway, I teach them when I'm around them. I teach them right to wrong and everything. And I'm going to be writing a book here pretty soon here. I'm going to be writing some books how I grew up and everything, how life was and everything, because I'm a coal miner's daughter. So anyway, I appreciate the parents to teach your kids. I never let my kids go stay on that with nobody. They had to stay at the house. And you can't be strict enough on your children, but tell them, teach them from right from wrong. And I think the parents should sit down, have a talk with them, and take those games away from them. I think too many games that they're coming out got a lot of bad things on them. You know that?
Thank you so much, Betty, for your thoughts on that. And sometimes we think an hour of Sunday school a week is going to cure the many hours that they spend on social media and in you know, sites and apps and everything else that are there to counter the very biblical principles upon which we stand. Folks, I'm not against technology. We utilize it every single day, every moment through VCY America. Certainly how we utilize that technology makes all the difference in the world. Lee is calling from Marana, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Jim. My thing is, whatever happened to the kids, just back on Little House on the Prairie, that type of just having what you need, all this technology. And like you said, there's nothing wrong with technology, but at the appropriate age, elementary school kids, middle schoolers, I just challenge parents to really ask the question, is that what the child wants? Or is it about, does the child even need these things? Do they have a job? Is there any need for that type of communication? And I just believe it's a shame. Isn't it in Ecclesiastes, Jim, where it says, vanity is vanity. It's all vanity.
Yeah.
And I see these younger people just, I don't know if they're elementary school or high school, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just everyone, I don't know, it's just too much too soon, in my opinion. But God bless you.
Thank you, Lee, for your call. Danuta, in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes.
Go ahead with your thoughts today.
Okay. This is my first time calling, and I don't know what to say, but I was born in Belarus, Russia.
Yeah.
And my comment was, when I was young, I didn't even see the play. But the economy got so fast in the United States, everybody has a touch phone by the fingers, and we need to get our heads out of the sand and be a watchful for the children all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
That's my comment for today, and thank you very much.
And that's what Ezekiel wrote, to be a watchman on the wall and to alert a danger. And that's what we're doing in the program today, is being that watchman and alerting you to danger that is out there. Jose is calling from Pasco, Washington. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. My name is Jose Cepeda, and I'm just calling to basically support what you're saying, because I never heard about that Momo before, and this is the first time that I heard, but I was curious to see if my kids know about it.
Yeah.
So I have three boys, and I text all three right away, and I asked that question, do you know about Momo? So two of them, the older one is 25 years. He says, I never heard about that.
Yeah.
Then the second one is 22, and he's working, but I think he came to the break, and he texts me back, says, no, I never heard. And the little one is 13. He's still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting his text. But, I think this is the first time we heard about that.
Yeah.
Momo.
And
yeah.
Thank you for the call. And this is something that has been primarily targeted at young people and even into the teenage years. But it is something that has been capturing the hearts, the thoughts, the minds of young people. And it's such that it's caused a great consternation in many homes, and such to the point where we have school districts that have put out warnings. And in some cases, there have been officials in law enforcement that have put out warnings regarding this, too. And it's very disturbing to have this go forth, which is out there to capture the thoughts of young people.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you alerting people about this, and thank you for your support.
Thank you, Jose. Appreciate your call, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. That was Jose in Pasco, Washington. Our number to crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Have some open lines again, 800-733-9829. We have Maxine next in Ohio. Hi, Maxine. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'd like to say that I really enjoy crosstalk, and you bring some of the subjects that most of us never think of. My thoughts today, I was 30 before I realized that you could demand that the devil leave your family and your friends and go back to where the demonic spirits came from. You have to demand that they go back to where they come from so that they don't bother anybody else.
Yeah, and you know, Maxine, it's so important that we bring our children up to be filled with the Spirit, and that is to be under the control of the Spirit of God. How does that happen? By walking in the Spirit. The Bible tells us to quench not the Spirit, to grieve not the Spirit of God. We do that through sin in our lives, but to walk in the Spirit. And if you want to know what that is, we have the fruit of the Spirit given to us in Galatians, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and submit yourselves therefore to God. It says in James, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Thank you so much for your call here, Maxine. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Are we doing that in our homes today? Are we submitting ourselves to God? Are we bringing up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? You know, we go back to the Shema. In Deuteronomy, you know, they're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then we find also the instruction that was given to to individuals to teach your children, teach these disciplines to your children. You know, when you walk by the way, when you lie down at night, when you get up in the morning, and this becomes an all-encompassing responsibility that we have as parents as we bring our children up in the faith. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Larry is our next caller in Kentucky. Hi, Larry. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. The MOMO challenge, this is the first that I've heard of it. And as I'm speaking to you, my 11-year-old daughter is sitting here with me in the car after school, and we're trying to teach her, you know, what not to participate in and what, you know, to look for and keep her eyes open. But my question is, and I don't understand this, is exactly why I'm asking, is why can't the FCC or the government or somebody get involved in this and try to ban such evil games, you know, even going on to the Xboxes of the Fortnite and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. because the FCC, you know, they try to control television, which that's in itself getting out of hand as well, but
yep.
That was just my question because I don't understand that. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, thank you for your call here today as well. And, you know, we see one country, and I went through so many news articles, I don't recall which country it was right now that has put such a ban on it. We are living in, you know, this free speech society. You do whatever you want. And so to allow people to get involved in the occult, though we know scriptural warnings come to us about involvement with the occult, we know as far as the world is concerned, well, as Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. And so we see much of the world as that which is estranged against God himself. And now when we see this as far as inflicting harm upon oneself, my oh my, I don't want to encourage this by any means, but the internet is filled with those types of things going on. And it behooves us as believers in Christ to teach right from wrong. We live in a society today where right is taught as being wrong and wrong is right. Light is darkness, darkness is light. But again, remember that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Miami, Florida, we have Courtney calling. Hi, Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you. And I just came in from the VA. I wanted to hear your program today. And I want to say something to you, saints. Be thankful you're saved. Be thankful you're saved. Because that Bible, that's your guidebook to heaven through Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank you all. And I miss hearing Crosstalk every day, but I try to get you in the afternoon. I re-record you. But watch out for your kids, what they're teaching them in these schools and things, because it's so much of witchcraft out there and perversion out there. So like I said, just be thankful that you're saved. God bless you all now.
Thank you, Courtney. Appreciate your call. And also to teach biblical truth to your children and to your grandchildren. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to more of your phone calls. And we do have some available lines for you. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Get on board right away. 800-733-9829. Crosstalk comes your way from the VCY America Network. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. The American people have been involved in a systematic process of brainwashing for decades, and yet many of them have no idea. In fact, the majority of Americans have indeed been brainwashed. You think that's hyperbole or sensationalism? Absolutely not. The results are overwhelming. 58% of millennials want to live under some form of socialism. That doesn't happen overnight. That is a systematic process through our educational system, media, and pop culture. Over the next few weeks, I'll bring you our commentaries as we look at how do you brainwash a people. And would you be shocked that it's come from within our educational system, our pop culture, and our media? One way to brainwash a people is to remove leaders. Denigrate leaders and remove leaders and stereotype and marginalize and characterize leaders, particularly men. The brainwashing operation is well underway. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Again, our program today is one of a warning, the Momo suicide challenge. Some saying, oh, it's just an internet rumor myth. To many kids, it's a reality. Their friends are talking about it. School districts issuing warnings. Are you aware of this as parents and grandparents? Your reaction, our phone number at Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Pennsylvania next. And Neil, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jim. One thing, I've never heard that before. And then the other thing, we all have to be vigilant to not get into things like that. And I'm a grandfather of nine and a parent of four, two boys and two girls. But the one thing I wanted to say, and this is the first time I've called, is that when Vic Eliason was alive, he was enjoyable. I loved him a lot. And when he passed away, that was a sad day for me. And I just wanted to say that, and I thank you for your program.
Well, thank you for listening, and indeed, we're so grateful for the vision that Vic had for Christian broadcasting and to expand and to address issues, and we praise the Lord for the legacy that he has left in this regard. We have Shelley in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Shelley, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just really want to challenge parents to be very careful who their children hang around with. Just because we go to a good church and a Christian school does not mean that these kids are not aware of what's going on. I know in the past with my adult children now, but in the past I've had to approach other mothers and humbly go to them, but let them know that your children are involved in things that are illicit, and they are showing my children and getting them involved. And I was willing to sacrifice a friendship because, again, I only have one chance to raise my children for Christ.
Yes.
And they are more important than a friendship. So just be aware of who your children are with.
Amen. Thank you, Shelley, for sharing that today. Our number is 800-733-9829, and I appreciate the work that Pastor David Brown did some years ago on writing a pamphlet. As a matter of fact, he's got it posted on his website on biblical principles for determining what is acceptable. You'll find it at logosresourcepages.org, logosresourcepages.org. But goes through and analyzes each point with scripture emphasis. But here are some of the questions in determining what is acceptable. Number one, what belief system and or doctrines are evident or advocated in the item you're evaluating? What values and philosophies are evident? Is supernatural power evident? And what is the origin? Are there occult, witchcraft, psychic, satanic, or New Age, vampire, goth practices or symbols incorporated in it? Are the imaginations and thoughts of the participant steered in a wholesome or unwholesome direction? Folks, there should be alarm buzzers going off in your mind right now, because what we have seen from this Momo suicide challenge sure falls short of that regard. Again, are there occult, witchcraft, psychic, satanic, or New Age, vampire, goth practices or symbols incorporated? Are the imaginations and thoughts of the participant steered in a wholesome or unwholesome direction? Does it depict immorality? Is it sensual or immodest, or does it arouse lust? Does it glorify God or violence? Is the language clean? Will it build godly character? Critical issues in determining what is acceptable and to apply those to every aspect of life. And friends, as this issue is coming up, and it's been sweeping across the country, it was really around July, August, September time. There were many media sources that were addressing this issue. Kind of went away for a few months, but now all of a sudden in December and January, resurfacing once again, where school districts have been receiving phone calls after their children have come home with stories or information regarding Momo, or the information that they hear from their friends and how this is impacting them. As we mentioned, the father of a six-year-old just devastated by the impact of what his own son was saying, just even afraid to sleep in his own bedroom at night for fear that this Momo character is going to come in the middle of the night and stab him or kill him in some regard. critical issues, and you need to be aware of what's going on today and inquire of your children if they are familiar with this and what has been going on in the school, because we have some entire school districts and schools that have been issuing warnings to parents. But the whole broader picture, and again, whether this is internet rumor, hoax, myth, ought to be a concern to us because of the fact that it is such a real thought in the lives of young people today, as it was with the Slender Man and the gals who wanted to please the fictional character Slender Man and did so even by stabbing one of their close friends. Troubling times in which we live, but all the more reason why we as Christian believers, as parents, as grandparents, need to teach and train our children and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to be bringing godly values into our home and instruction with our young people as well. We're going to squeeze one last call in from Alabama, and we have Brady calling. Brady, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. The solution to all this Momo is to expose the children to the truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
We need to get back to studying the Bible.
Amen. Amen. We indeed do. And thank you for taking the time to call us here today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. And, friends, I'd like to leave you with a verse from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." And as the writer of Proverbs said, to keep your heart, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Thank you for stopping by to hear me share a concern that I became aware of here earlier today, but it's something that is impacting many young people, and thought you as parents ought to be aware of it. Thanks so much for tuning into Crosstalk here on VCY America as we talk about critical issues that impact us across the nation. Lord willing, Peter LaBarber is scheduled to be with us tomorrow, and we'll share some concerns regarding another issue taking place across this nation. But folks, our encouragement, be salt, be light. Thanks for listening to Crosstalk.
Been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.